back.
Welcome back to our bounce.
Yes.
Yeah, long time coming.
Double edition.
Lack of commitment.
Playoffs edition.
Yeah.
Lack of commitment. I wonder who they're talking about.
We're here now.
Yep, obviously. Wow.
Last time we were talking about the start of the playoffs. Now we're near the end, we're near the conference final stage.
Yep.
Let's talk about the playoffs so far. So let's talk about the East.
Let's talk about, should we go from the first round? In the West. The West had the big first round.
Okay, let's start with the West then.
Well, we had obviously the 7-game series in Denver and Utah. The 7-game series in Houston.
It was six games.
No, it wasn't.
No, it didn't go seven.
Denver and Utah.
Oh, I thought you said... Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which I quickly predicted that the Denver will win in 7 games.
I predicted that too. Mm-hmm. I said 6, but you know, seven.
I said 7,
mate.
Seven, mate. It came from 3-1 down. Jamal Murray and Donovan.
Jamal Murray, yeah, D. Mitchell, iconic. We're seeing them. Probably won't be remembered as much as first round, but still.
That's what Mitchell's getting his contract, that max contract.
Fair play to him. Not many would stay in Utah, but, you know, I don't know who he thinks he's going to attract.
In dropping 50.
If he wants his money, he can get it.
That's true.
Maybe if they had Bogdanovich, they might have gone through. You never know.
True.
But still, you know, they're really good by this team, Jokic. Is he the best in the league?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
On the defensive end,
I'm not convinced.
All I'm saying is
one center played with Jamal Murray, the other one has Shake Milton.
There's
not much he could have done.
You don't perform anyway, mate. Yoko, put him on the floor. He performs.
13
points for 12
rebounds.
Well, the Houston Rockets series went to 7 games.
Probably the biggest series of the first round.
I predicted again, right, actually.
Yep, I predicted Houston. No, you said it would go 7. OKC will win the 7, I remember.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You said it would go 7.
You said the other way around.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. We've got the recording. We'll play it back, mate. We'll play it back.
So what, I said OKC in 7? Nah, man, I said Houston in 7. Even when my team went 3, I don't care.
I said Houston in 7.
Thought was doing fakeness.
The series wasn't taken over by the stars.
Series. Game 7, he turns up. But everyone knows we'll see that clip play from James Harden when his defense in the end. Westbrook, you know,
James Harden almost choked. Eric Gordon and Westbrook had to save him in Game 7.
Well, Westbrook did go 0-for-5 in crunch time, but James Harden did come up with a clutch block right at the end.
The whole destruction phase started was when Westbrook almost got the steal on Chris Paul. They had to restart, and then James Harden came in.
Westbrook 0-for-5 in crunch time, couldn't really trust him. But I think it was PJ Tucker with a big bucket down the stretch.
Yep. Call the free PJ Tucker with a little float out in the middle.
No shame.
Scott Foster tried to call the game the shots.
Was he in charge of Game 7?
It was Game 7.
Wait, was he charged one game that series or two?
I think it was the first game.
Yeah, it must have been at least 2 games, I think.
This guy was making calls from far away from the play. Being extra. CP3 tried to cheat as well. But, you know, OKC, no one expected them to get there. So, well done to them.
I did.
As expected. If Houston would have lost that game, well, we know what happened anyway. Antonio would have left the job, but, you know, he's gone now. What was the other series? Lakers, Portland?
Oh, gentlemen, sweep. Get that little guy out of here.
Nah,
it's not Tommy, he's not here.
Tommy did say
Portland will go through.
Like a fool.
That's a little pecking.
When you see LeBron going at the first round.
Lakers in 5, nice and easy. The Portland defense, they're never going anywhere.
When his name is not Michael Jordan.
The Clippers were in trouble. Against the Dallas Mavericks.
I still think they would have beaten them anyway.
They should have lost game one. Unfair ejection. Mavs stole game 2. Clippers blew them out game 3. Luka that game 4. Oh, different class, mate. But in the final 2, they didn't have enough push.
Luka Westbrook.
Luka's clear, man.
Luka Westbrook, mate.
LeBron has MVP anyways, so
he's gonna say, oh, he doesn't have the body of work.
that counts for something.
Luke is better than him, man.
If the body of work didn't count, people say you're the best player. So
Luke is better than him, man.
Luke, magic for you. You know,
anyway, that series could have been different with Porzingis, but we'll never know.
Clippers
through. Was that all four games? Yes, all four games in the West. Onto the East. It was very boring, very East.
Well, you know,
quite boring. There was nothing interesting in the East, was there?
No.
There was nothing interesting.
Miami swept Indiana Pacers.
Three sweeps and a gentleman.
Boston swept Philly, as expected, with no Ben Simmons. I felt sorry for Embiid, man. Tobias Harris ain't shooting well. Al Horford.
Tobias Harris is washed.
There you go. What can you do? No really shooters like that.
Make it happen.
No, man, make it happen. And the double team is Embiid as well.
Make it happen.
No, it's Milwaukee. General speed against Orlando, but. That game one, you know what happened in game one.
Who's the last game? Raptors against some nobody. I don't even know who that started five was though.
LeVert and Allen and Harris was there a bit, I think.
Yeah.
And Lewis Cavill, whatever his name is. So on to the semi-finals.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting.
Let's talk about the East first.
We had the big one.
Seven. Yeah, the game seven. Start?
Which one?
In seven games. Toronto, Boston.
Oh yeah, Toronto and Boston.
That defensively wise, Boston. I thought after the first two games, I just knew Boston were going to win it somewhere eventually. But I knew it was going seven.
Raptors fighting spirit got them back in it.
Yeah, Nick Nurse coach of the year.
I don't know. That Celtics team, they're just a bit too dynamic for a lot of teams, mate. A lot of players that can move with the ball. Yep. Jason Tatum stepped up. Kemba still needs to step up a bit more. Jaylen Brown, class. Absolutely class, Jaylen Brown. Marcus Smart, don't know when he became Steph Curry, mate. Absolutely class as well.
He's a passion merchant, mate. They're just smart, man.
Celtics was 0.5 seconds from going 3-0 and they get
OG.
That OG shot.
Obviously, if Pascal Siakam played well...
Oh, Lord, we have to talk about that guy.
Jesus Christ.
He does the same move all the time, bro.
He was a starter, innit, for All-Star in the East.
Because I'm not even sure if he's their best player anymore, because Kyle Lowry stepped up and...
That was so embarrassing for him. Every single game. He didn't have a good game. He didn't have one good game.
He was just poor, and I was trying to say he's a top 10 player in the league.
Was that Max Cullen that said that?
Who said that?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He was top 10 player in the league. In fact, really and truly, I think he was just saying that to fit his choir agenda, to show how much help choir had, but obviously...
Where did he come from before the Raptors?
Who?
Siakam. Was he drafted there?
He's drafted there,
yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Probably like 25 or something like that. Still have time in it, but...
Yeah, last season was his breakout season.
Yeah, he just got exposed that he's just not that guy yet.
He just needs to shoot better. That's what I'm asking.
After 14 long years, Kyle Lowry started to change his playoff fortunes.
The deal with Kemba in that series, but Tatum and Brown were doing their thing.
Kemba had a few fucking games as well.
Did the box and one against Kemba.
Jaylen Brown, class.
Jaylen Brown's good.
He's the truth, man.
Brad Stevens developing his young core.
Not the had the poor series for me.
Yeah.
He didn't turn up for me. Didn't do anything much.
He was unplayable at times as well.
Yeah, the big one, the box.
The number one seed against the number five seed. My goodness me. I mean, start of the season, people were saying Bucks minimum finals and conference finals minimum. And they get second rounded by the fifth seed.
Middleton, he's a disgrace as well.
Middleton, Brook Lopez is the only starter that can hold his head up high.
Bucks would have been better off with Bogdan than
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
You told him.
Don't
listen.
At least Brogdon will be able to create his own shots and shoot in the clutch.
Yeah. You see, the Miami weren't respecting the box shooters. They would respect Mark Brogdon. They would respect that guy. Remember, Brogdon's going to shrink at these stages, of course.
Yeah, in Miami, they can switch. Yes, that's like for a goal switch. Butler, Crowder. Well, then you got
plenty of scorers. Jimmy scored, what was it 40 in, was it game one? Yeah. Okay, game one in it. Yeah. And then after that, they were all just sharing it out. Dragic was class.
Tyler Hero, you not trying to laugh at Tyler Hero. Big shot.
Even Fingy, Duncan Robinson didn't even play that well until like towards the end, but it's still got it done.
Vidalas all played all right.
Yeah, class. Bam Adebayo, class. Crowder hit some big shots as well.
You don't be honest.
Yeah, that little three-man wall they have at the middle, the Butler, Bam, and Adebayo, and Crowder. And it was Giannis was stuck.
Give it to Giannis, kick out, hope for the best.
I mean, that Bledsoe guy had a disgraceful series again. Honestly.
So where did the Bucks go from here?
Where do they go from here? They go hard or they go bust.
Or Lopez, if they want to actually get pieces. Lopez will be. They'll spend a luxury tax, but they're too much. Mate.
For me, they go hard and go for CP3 final year, mate. Go hard. Because I know they need a point guard. I don't know who else they're going to get. If it's not CP3.
It's focused on close games as well.
Yep. And that's 100%.
And I think as well, because obviously in the regular season, they're blowing teams up by 20, so... Milwaukee never needs to play a lot of games on clutch time. So, and also remember, Giannis is only playing 30 minutes a game.
They need a different style of play.
They got shooters, they ain't got proper shot creators. I don't know what type of point guard. He looks like a spot shooter point guard. He's got a few handles. But either way, he family, like,
he looks like a bitch.
Everyone knows that George Hill always drinks in the clutch, anyways.
Yep, the league of 3-point percentage, nowhere to be found.
Always drinks
in the clutch. In the new system. Coach Buddy.
That ball was in Giannis' hands too predictable. When Giannis isn't in transition against the flipping New York Knicks or Hornets, mate, he's a different player, mate. The Greek Siakam, they're saying.
Well, obviously, I think by the way they're talking, he would definitely be in Milwaukee for next year. I don't know if he's going to sign a new contract.
If they don't win next year, then he's gone.
He has to be gone. I think is the supermax is 248 million, and the normal max contract somewhere else is like 170.
He should come to Golden State.
Golden State. That would ruin the league worse than KD.
No.
Right, he's only doing for Golden State.
He needs to come to the Bay.
Wait, I just want to watch Golden State with Curry as the best player again. All of this.
Why do you want to see that? Do you want to ring as the best player, mate? Were you watching it then?
No, but then obviously no Kyrie, no Kevin Love.
So you won.
The ring is diluted.
See,
you know, we can talk about Golden State forging rings anyway. You already know the story about.
Oh yeah, forged.
The one ring, mate.
Three-time champions.
My ass, mate.
I'm a Golden Laker, like I said.
As you can see, as we're talking about the Lakers, that awful series, Houston against the Lakers, my team is out.
Lakers against. They're giving it the big one.
I had a good feeling, but after the next two games, I just knew they're tough as out.
I said it before, innit? The biggest problem to blame for that is Coach D'Antoni. Because, as I said, don't get me wrong.
I blame him because you blame every coach.
Say again?
You blame every coach, mate. If they do something.
But I'm saying, think about this.
Hold on. You've been blaming Donovan for how many years?
He's gone.
Look what he did.
Billy Donovan is gone. So I'm telling you, he's the last piece that he dropped. That's a calm play. But what I'm saying is that obviously the Houston win game one, and you can see Frank Vogel made some changes in terms of he wasn't playing McGee anymore. He took centers off. He made sure he started doubling James Harden, and they put AD on Westbrook so that to limit him at the rim. Obviously, everyone knows that playoffs is about adjustments. Time for Houston to make adjustments. This guy's talking about how Lakers make an adjustment means they're desperate. What the hell does that mean? You're costing your team over there, and obviously, they become too predictable. But that's what Houston couldn't even shoot 60 threes if they wanted to. Lakers limit them to 30 threes. They start losing games, and that's what I'm saying.
So what adjustments should Antonio have done then?
Say again?
So what adjustments should he have done then?
Don't ask me that because obviously I don't know the X's and O's of passing.
Are you talking about offensive or defensive adjustments?
Both.
You're talking about offensively, aren't you?
Yeah, but mostly offensive adjustments. Because Lakers made adjustments, so if you don't make adjustments, which means the adjustments
that Lakers made for you... going small. Yeah. And they put AD on Westbrook, fam.
You Houston fans are counting your win from February, saying that AD's baby food. You did before the series. You say that AD's baby food that Westbrook's gonna drop 40 or Westbrook has a little bit of spacing.
That's for you.
You guys told me Westbrook with shooters. He was absolutely disgraceful.
He played
just like he did when he's 100%.
He's actually ashamed. The turnovers cost us.
They were costly turnovers.
They were very costly turnovers.
The last three possessions in game two was a Westbrook air ball, Westbrook turnover.
That was in the OKC series.
No, when he threw out to Covington in game two.
No, that was OKC.
What do you mean OKC?
Wait, go back and check it. When
OKC.
Exactly, you just hit Westbrook that much.
Sorry. You only had the six, not the seven. You only had the six, then not the seven.
I'm talking about game two in the...
Yeah, the game two
was costly.
What, when he had about four in the first quarter?
Yeah. I'm not saying.
Embarrassing.
But that didn't cost them.
Lakers are one of the best teams in transition in the playoffs. They're far the best.
Did you watch the game?
You watched the game, mate. Stop defending him.
I'm putting the game into context.
Westbrook shot 26.7% in that game.
Oh my gosh.
One from seven from three. Don't forget that.
MVP.
Well, and what else? Turnovers.
Can I make my point? Go on, make your point.
Houston, Westbrook, he had seven turnovers. He had four of them for first quarter, am I right? Yes.
First quarter,
Houston,
are you sure?
But what I'm saying is Houston...
First quarter is part of the game.
No, but listen, Houston got back into that game.
And I would have been ahead if he didn't have the turnovers.
Only to the fourth quarter, Houston were able to win that game. That just shows to tell you, from that point on, you have to take the fourth quarter as it comes. The fourth quarter, Houston went cold, and that's why they lost that game.
What did Westbrook shoot in the fourth?
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
One thing I will say is, you see that game?
Play by play.
That game was the first game.
Westbrook turned over a bad pass. He said,
"Oh my gosh."
That's not the point. Westbrook
missed a 3-point shot.
Westbrook just played poor. But that was the reason they lost that game.
Do you know how pissed off I was after that game?
They're doubling the best player. Now is left to Westbrook, the MVP, the second MVP on their team. I mean, Harden did give up at some point, but that guy was getting doubled on the perimeter.
Okay, let's look at the crucial game of that series, game four, because obviously you're able to bring that back to 2-2.
You've
gone 3-1 down and the series is over.
You say game four.
Was embarrassing for Harden.
That was the serious aside of that game four.
Nevertheless, he was still getting doubled.
He was still getting doubled,
but that was embarrassing.
It's not an excuse for shooting
He was awful that game.
Westbrook weren't much better. He got 8 points in garbage time. The game was gone, mate.
It was a 5-point game with like 30 seconds.
They were in complete control. They know what they're doing.
Exactly,
Westbrook was shouting after he hits a lucky back shot over AD.
Don't get me wrong. I think Lakers did take the fourth gas, but then Houston started mounting a comeback. It's too late from there, mate.
Just not good enough from two MVPs.
The best is out on James Harden, anyways.
The best backcourt of all time.
Let me ask you a question. Whose fault in that series? Was it the coach, or was it Harden, or was it Westbrook?
I blame the coach first before I blame Harden. And then I blame Harden second.
I blame the coach. I've always blamed the coach game.
I think Harden takes the second most blame.
No, Harden. Westbrook.
What did Westbrook average? 17 points?
19, mate. 19.6.
Oh my goodness, me. MVP.
MVP.
The thing is that, and Gabe, I asked you this question the other day, and you forgot to answer me.
Would you ask me?
Westbrook underperforms in the playoffs, you get onto him. Why is it when Lillard underperforms in the playoffs, you rank him higher?
When did what? Are you still talking about the Drew Holiday series?
No, I mean, we're talking about this playoffs.
What do you mean this? What did he do wrong this series?
He shot 40% from the field.
Yeah.
Only averaged 20 points when they was averaging like
these guys triple teamed.
He was averaging like 30, was it like 35 points? In the bubble, and then you go up against the Lakers, and you only averages 24.
They triple teamed him. They triple teamed him. He's not playing with MVP. Who was doubling Westbrook? No one.
Westbrook was getting clamped at the rim.
Everyone gets clamped at the rim. That's how you play basketball. What are you talking about? That's how you play basketball. What are you talking about? Who gets a free run to the rim? This guy's. He's got four shooters. They're telling me clamped at the rim. That's basketball. What are you talking about?
The difference is that if you judge every player the same, I wouldn't have a problem. But you pick and choose what player you want to use once.
No one picks bait. If Lillard had what? Was it 40 points or 37 in game one? They realize they don't let anyone else score besides him. That's how they did it. They triple teamed, man. That's it. That's the Blazers. What else can you do?
Okay, first of all, I don't agree with that. Okay, what about last year?
Last year, he completely outperformed Westbrook, the guy he's going up against.
I'm not talking about. Okay, he beat Westbrook in that series, and then what happened against Golden State? We know KD must add.
Yeah, he was poor.
He was poor.
The same round that Westbrook cannot get to. And you're complaining.
We're talking about Damian Lillard. Stop bringing Westbrook.
Wait, how the hell do you rank Damian?
How can you rank Westbrook? We always compare them two together.
I'm just talking about why you always rank Damian like.
Westbrook hasn't had a good.
No, Westbrook.
Second.
He's better player now. Westbrook over Lillard.
If you ask me personally,
don't say personally. He's better player now.
I'm still taking Westbrook. Westbrook had a better year than Lillard.
No, he didn't, man.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't, man. Keep your bias aside, please. Listen, it's not Lillard's fault that he sent Westbrook back in, okay? He just did his job.
So that means if you win a series against someone, you're a bad player.
No. But you're comparing them. Firstly, Lillard's already outplayed him. But the fact that they went up against each other is even better for my argument. And you're still complaining.
That's what I just asked you. That means if you beat a team in playoffs, that means you're better. If you go head to head and you win in the playoffs,
take that series away. Lillard has still performed better than him. That's what I'm saying. Add that series. That's just icing on top.
So in terms of Westbrook had a better season than Lillard in terms of what stats?
He was better in the regular season, and I think they were the same in the playoffs.
And Lillard was better in the playoffs.
I think they're the same in the playoffs.
So you think they're still taking Westbrook despite his deficiencies?
Second?
Despite his poor decision making, IQ, and his poor shooting.
As I said before, if you're a guard that you can shoot, they always say you're better than Westbrook. Can you not
see how it helps the whole team if you can shoot? One person can shoot. They'll triple team that guy from half court.
Don't get me wrong. Being a guy that can shoot in the modern day.
By the way, Lillard's average 30 points per game, by the way.
Second?
So Lillard's average 30 points per game, by the way. And he dragged his team from the ninth seed into the eighth seed, into the playoffs.
Ooh, the eighth seed. I didn't know that.
But he's had injuries all year.
Is that why he couldn't be better than Memphis Grizzlies?
What do you say?
Is that why he couldn't be better than Memphis?
Well, your team gets injured.
When KD was injured, it was just Westbrook. This guy didn't even make the playoffs. So the way it's all coming. This guy didn't even make the playoffs. This guy didn't even make the playoffs.
Brooklyn, why are you going to open your eyes and say that?
Westbrook only played
that season too.
Stop being biased,
mate. Wait,
so if Westbrook's better than Lillard, are you telling that Westbrook's the top 10 player in the league right now?
Arguably. I mean, players like Doncic and Jokic are the greats of the game, isn't it? So I think Jokic, Doncic.
Oh, wait, hold on. If Luka and Jokic don't have the body of work as well, that means, and he's better than Lillard, that means you're ranking Westbrook the eighth best player in the world. Am I right?
I've given my list already. But obviously, even though he did have Corona and he did have a thigh injury, that impacted his game, innit?
He usually plays, mate.
How's he play different?
Because
Westbrook could have still at least given you over 20 points a game.
How? What does he do different?
He wasn't as explosive. It wasn't as explosive.
Oh, mate.
And Westbrook, normally gives you 8 plus assists.
He's running around getting 17.9 in the playoffs. Disgraceful.
How many assists did he get as well? He only got 4.3 assists in the playoffs.
Couldn't even cook Caruso.
I'm telling you, the injury did have an impact. Westbrook is the only player in the league that can be injured and people still expect the same.
I think you said it again. This guy always walk 100 miles per hour, fam.
He clearly didn't look as explosive. Anyways, as I said, the Joker, Luka, Lillard, and Westbrook are all in the same bracket for me.
You think Westbrook's eighth? That's what you're saying.
Well, it's a toss up between all four of them.
What do you mean toss up? You already said he's better than Lillard. You went for the body of work card, so that means you think he's eighth. Your logic, not mine.
Well, as I said, when you have that body of work, because really,
so Westbrook's eighth. Let's say it. You think Westbrook's the eighth best player in the league?
I think the Joker can overtake him.
you don't believe what you're saying.
I think as of the what's the date? As of the 15th of September, I think Westbrook is number eight. I think Luka will overtake Westbrook next season.
Why not this season?
Because this is the first season that he has been better than Westbrook. It doesn't take one season to become a better player.
Was he not better last year as well?
No, he wasn't. That was a lucrative rookie season. What do you mean he was better than Westbrook? That's just being biased against Westbrook.
Hey, Richard, do you agree that Tommy, when he said Kyle Lowry's better than Westbrook?
He's a joke. I don't even know why the conversation is even there. Tommy, when I was saying that the body of work is similar, that's just...
If you swap Westbrook and Lowry, is Westbrook winning that Champions League with that team?
You saw Westbrook and Lowry. He saw in two games at least against the Lakers. Better shooting, better defense, better decision making, better taking the care of the ball.
I can't say that for sure.
You saw how one performed.
Lowry's even smaller than Westbrook as well, which means
he's smaller and a better defender. I don't know.
He's better taking charges. I'll give him that. But
he's a far better defender, mate.
I don't know. I can't go as far as saying better defender.
He's far better defender. Westbrook don't know what he's doing on defense, mate.
What do you mean? Westbrook is the most destructive defender, so gifted.
Physically, just don't know what you're doing on defense.
Which one is one of the most disruptive defenders?
No, you watch that guy on defense. You're calm, mate.
Anyway, let's move on.
Wait, what's Houston's future saying?
Houston, the future. I think obviously there's going to be a new coach, which means the mid rangers are back, which will make them more unpredictable. I think they do need a center, like obviously, because when you go up against a skilled center like AD, you're just going to get punished. That's the reason why OKC didn't win, because Steven Adams isn't skilled. But if you've got a skilled center, PJ Tucker just gets punished. So, obviously, they need a center. I think there's a few players that could be traded, like Ben Blackmore, Daniel House. I'll keep James Harden. I'll keep Westbrook. I'll keep Eric Gordon. I'll keep Robert Covington. Eric Gordon, if you can get something good for him, I'll trade him. But I think those four players, and I think I'll keep PJ Tucker as well. But apart from those four, I think everyone else should be tradable. But I don't know if they can. I feel like the championship window's gone, if I'm being honest.
What about trading Westbrook? Do you want the best for Houston or do you want the best for Westbrook?
In fact, the best for Westbrook is to go to the East, but really and truly, because...
Okay, for who? Who the hell going to take him there?
And that's the point. The contract, within the contract, because of
awful contracts,
athleticism, and all that kind of stuff.
Go to the Knicks.
No.
Let's move on, man. It's talking too long.
We're talking about Clippers and Nuggets today. Let's preview that Game 7.
The Game 7? Obviously.
Clippers.
Getting a bit of pissed me off.
3-1 lead against the Nuggets. They're renowned for Game 7.
Two double-digit leads. I mean, two consecutive games.
They just lose it. They lose it. Start of the fourth, end of the third, and then start of the fourth. And then sometimes they never look like scoring.
Yeah. Have you seen the excuses they've been making for the Clippers lately?
What?
They've been making a lot of excuses for them. Nah, obviously.
I haven't seen a team that could just look like two different teams in one game. I think it was game four, their defense on Jamal Murray in the fourth and Jokic. It was just class. And then the last game, they're just picking them apart so easily. Fam. I don't even know what's going on.
But you know what Clippers' problem is? I feel like they think they're too good. They play like they're too good at times that they don't need to change anything. And obviously, they're getting found out.
They got a few players underperforming. That Harold guy, my goodness.
Much sure Harold is
he's getting absolutely cooked by European fans.
He's been unplayable. Cooked. Lou Williams as well, he's unplayable too.
He's been playing.
If he's not scoring, you have no defense.
Yeah. I think he even threw Reggie Jackson at the end. He was so pissed off.
Patrick Murphy's not doing much talking now.
He gets his customary 4 points and 6 fouls every game.
he seems real quiet.
Well, he better behave today. They would have gone through.
Yeah. I mean, if Clippers go up, I mean, obviously, Kawhi Leonard is also eliminated from the best player in the league conversation.
That's why it's like a three-year contract.
Yeah, he's smart. I think Kim and Paul just have similar.
Is it opt-in for the fourth? Or is it just 3 years?
It's 2 years.
It's 2 years with an option to extend for free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, this guy, he's actually a prick, fam.
Yeah, so, I mean, Clippers have this year and next year to get right. Oh, I'm going to guess he walks. So, obviously, but... Even by Kawhi's standard, he has underperformed the past couple games.
I think he had a bad game last game. But I don't think he's underperformed.
I'm talking about by his standards.
He's had three poor fourth quarters,
And there's all the games that they lost. Actually, I think they won one of the games. He's had two poor fourth quarters and they lost both of them.
Oh, no, one player is step up fucking Lou Williams, mate.
Oh, Lou Williams. Both them bench players, fam. The ones I'm crying about before. Say they're the best bench players in the league. 2 6-man of the year. And they get it done.
I don't even know how much or how one 6-man of the year.
That guy should get no minutes. Tonight. In fact, if Jokic is on the floor, he should never touch the floor.
Yeah, like his plus minus is disgusting as well. He's been unplayable, but obviously, I still think the Clippers will win tonight.
Yeah, better win today. Better win, man. I need to see that Clippers and Lakers Western Conference Finals, mate.
Yeah.
I don't want to see no Denver. They'll probably get swept anyway.
Nuggets play with no pressure. That two man game, Jamal and thing. MPJ coming through clutch. Class player, mate.
Maybe Tony was right. Even Tony was right about him.
He's a class player. Yes, he's working the defense. I can see the ref stepping in anyway this game.
Wait, it's got Foster working today?
It's got Foster. Has he got any agendas for anyone out there?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Paul Mills had to get ejected. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
But yeah, obviously. And then over there.
Yeah, let's preview the Eastern Conference Finals.
Celtics, Miami. Whew.
Is that tonight as well?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. This is a tough one.
It's tough, but I can't. I'm going with the Celtics.
You know who I'm going with? I like Miami. I believe in them, but I don't know. Sorry, just telling me Celtics.
Yeah, I'm saying Celtics.
Bro, they're not like Milwaukee.
I like Miami as well, but I think Celtics and
Six. I like Miami.
I remember the Celtics have been here before. They were here 2 years ago, so
it was 3-1. It was 3-1 in the regular season as well. The Celtics.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm saying Celtics and Six.
Bro, they got Marcus Smart on Jokic.
I think Celtics and Six.
Offensively,
all Miami's got three, but Celtics and Six.
Yeah, I'd like to see Miami. But fam.
Yeah.
Science telling me Brad Stevens is going to be.
He's got something on his upper sleeve, you know about him.
Yep.
So
he's under. I don't even know he's underdogs. I think he's a level playing field, huh?
I don't know. I'm going to agree with
that. Maybe because Miami put away the Heat and put away the Bucks, maybe. Some people might say that, but I don't know. Science telling me Celtics, man.
Yeah, but the thing about Celtics, they haven't got a deep bench. So I think we're worried about them.
They haven't got what?
They haven't got a deep bench.
Oh, yeah. Who have they been bringing up? They've got Wanamaker and who else do they bring off?
I don't even know who they bring off. But also, shouldn't Hayward be back this series?
Yeah, I was about to say. He's meant to be back. He didn't come back for Game 7, so I don't know.
Yeah, he should be back some for this series as well.
Well, that guy was hurting them last playoffs, so we'll see where he does this time.
Basically, but yeah.
Keep it the same.
So everyone is agreeing with the Celtics to go through?
We'll see, man. I like the Heat, but yeah.
Also, I don't know when next we're going to be back, so let's just say the Clippers do go through. If it was Lakers versus Clippers, who would you have in that series?
Lakers versus Clippers, my pick has not changed since day one. I am going with the King, LeBron, and AD. To take it through. I think AD will be the man in that series. But if LeBron plays well, then AD will be the man because he can help him.
I'm going Lakers in six that series. I don't think it'll go seven.
Well, I just think Clippers are my champions.
Clippers
in seven.
I'm going Lakers.
I don't even know if it'll go seven, if I'm being honest.
Clippers in seven.
Yeah.
Lakers in six for me. They'll make adjustments. Don't worry.
They can just slow down the brand.
Lakers games against Clippers, their wins have been a bit fraudulent.
Not sure, mate.
No, the first game in the bubble, mate.
First game in the bubble, that's a class game. Class game by two teams.
I think Lakers were lucky to win that game.
Lakers have won the last two. Lakers have won the last two.
The first win, I'll give him that one. But the Clippers wins, though. Huh. Remember, Lakers had the double-digit lead in the Christmas Day one, I think it was. I'm not sure. Yeah, after half-time. Then blew that lead away. The first game. Today, so, I'm just saying, Danny Green, KCP, Kuzma.
Oh, yeah, like I said, it's not all LeBron versus Kawhi. Some of these bums on the side need to step up, man. Lou Williams, Danny Green, Harold, Kuzma. These guys need to step up for the game, man.
Well done to
Kuzma,
mate. So,
what if Nuggets go through? How much do you have Lakers by?
Get the brooms out.
Respect the Nuggets, please. Please respect the Nuggets.
No, get the brooms out. How many you played? Two game sevens in a row? No, mate. Not much rest as well. I think the next game's tomorrow as well, I think.
No, the Lakers one will start on Friday. Anyway.
The game's tomorrow.
What game?
Game one of the West Finals, I think.
No, it's Friday. I checked. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, you can check.
No, it's Friday. It's Friday. I remember saying it's Friday. Yeah,
that's huge. That's on Friday. But if Denver do go off, I think that ends in five anyways. I'm being honest. So, I mean, some part of me want Clippers to go through, some part of me don't want this.
I'll get more satisfaction beating the Clippers, but then again, the banter that they would hold if they lost tonight.
Yeah. I think, remember on the OKC series when Houston almost went up and people were
breaking. That would have been the biggest night on Twitter since I don't even know when.
Since you man, Mrs. Golden State bought the 3-1
lead. Nah, mate, since got cheated out, since Adam Silver won the Cavs the championship.
Oh, this guy's still going with stimulus package.
Yep. I don't think Adam Silver will let the Nuggets win today anyway, mate. It's going to make a call. Someone said when the Nuggets go on a 5-0, take a 5-0 lead, he's going to start calling Scott Foster. I wouldn't be surprised, mate. He'll be on the phone to them in a timeout, mate. I wouldn't be surprised.
So it's all about ratings at the end of the day. So it should be a Clippers win today. Either way. There'll be some judges, there'll be some weird calls in the end. I think it might be going overtime today as well.
But I think if Clippers don't go for it, I think it's then clear that LeBron is still the best player in the league.
Yeah.
At least another year. I mean, Giannis has really been throwing out the conversation. He's not there. James Harden was never really in it, but he's definitely out now.
I'm just going to watch James Harden put up 55 points against the Hornets again. That's not too
Are you going to start talking about how it's... Well, obviously, we don't know when next season's going to start, so KD can't make his claims just yet. So, yeah.
Oh, we'll leave it at that. Let's see what happens tonight.
Yep.
Laker Nation, baby. Let's go.
We'll try and be more consistent, obviously. Never know what's going to happen. But, obviously, until next time, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at outofbounds_UK. And until next time.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson and then he hit the three. Wow. He put him on the deck. Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good. Kyrie Irving from downtown. Fourth quarter. Switch. Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers.